Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and we have an extra special treat today. I have with us our business manager, who just happens to be my daughter, Leah Seneff. You may know her as Leah Larson. Hey, welcome, Leah.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, actually, this is going to be a really interesting show because it's about a weight loss journey. And it's Leah's weight loss journey. We may have shared some of this with you before, but this is going to be a little bit more of an in-depth update. So we are talking about Leah having lost weight, but the bigger conversation is going to be why and sort of how that I think you'll find unexpected. Leah used a weird trick, spoiler alert, it's Cogno Movement, to change something essential that made all the difference for her. So welcome, Leah.
Thank you.
All right, so let's start sort of at the beginning. You have had wanted to lose weight for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been struggling with it for more than 10 years.
Yeah. And had you tried losing weight before?
Yes, I've tried pretty much all the things. I have done like a hypoglycemic diet, and which I did lose weight on, but I gained it right back. I have tried 21-day exercises and programs and elimination diets and all of these other things, but I never made it past the first week. I mean, really, I never made it past the 3rd to 5th day of any of those. So,
yeah, Leah has some interesting adventures in dieting that we'll share that are kind of terrible and funny stories all at the same time. But did it ever feel like to you that like every day you were on a diet, but also absolutely not?
Yeah, all the time. Like it would be, and it was like this constant like inner monologue of like, I'm starting this diet today. Well, I'm like really craving this thing, so I'm just gonna eat that today and I'll start tomorrow. And then the next day it's like, okay, I'm doing this diet today. And then it'd be like, oh, I don't have any food in my fridge, so I'm gonna have to eat this thing that's not on my diet. So I guess I have to start all over. Like it, and it was just over and over and over again. Or like, I'm gonna work out tomorrow. And then, you know, tomorrow has been a really long 5 years, so.
I love that. Tomorrow's been a really long 5 years.
Yeah.
But it does seem like that. It seems like for everybody out there, you may relate to this. You go on a diet and you gain 5 pounds because you're worried about going on the diet. So you take a whole day to eat everything you want, like binge eat. Or there's this other weird things that happen, like this sort of contorting or twisting of things that are probably healthy for you.
Like cheesecake. Like,
yeah, cheesecake or mozzarella cheese sticks. They are protein.
Yeah.
And actually, for you, in a way, that's kind of true. Like when you were a young kid, you were very slim and you did eat cheesecake for breakfast, you know, quite often at your grandma's house, right?
That is true. And I did not gain any weight from that.
That is true. So tell everybody the thing that changed for you. Tell everybody what that is. We'll kind of start there and then we'll work backwards. What is
Okay.
that thing that changed that allowed you to start actually losing weight and doing it pretty rapidly?
Okay, so do you want me to tell the story of like
Yeah, just tell the
the day
story.
and the okay.
Yeah.
So, I for the millionth and 50th time, decided that I was going to do an elimination diet. So, my weight loss goals were not just to lose weight, even though obviously that was a plus. I really wanted to, I have some health things that I'm trying to fix. So it's really important. And so I'd really love to start this diet. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start it. So I did it for 3 days. I did really well. And like clockwork, the third day, my husband was on a work trip and I was home alone and it was 9:30 at night. And I started craving crumble cookie, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of before. And crumble cookie is 30 minutes, a 30-minute drive. It's in a different town, 30 miles away. And I was like, well, it's only been 3 days. Like, what have I really lost? I'll start tomorrow. You know, the same old thing that happens over and over again. And I was gonna drive it at 10 at night, 9:30 at night to go get these cookies and eat and get more than one and eat all of them, binge eat, and then inevitably feel terrible and you know, all of that stuff. So I was really, really fighting with myself. Like this was really an internal war. I was you know, you always do this, like you can't do this again, like you're just gonna start over again and again for the next 5 years. You know, it's you can't do this, but I really want the cookies and all that stuff. So it was really like hard. I was really fighting with myself over this. And the craving, it's hard to describe, but it really wasn't just like, oh, I really, that sounds good. It was like, I really was like feeling pulled to it. Like it was so strong. And it seems silly, but that's really how I felt. And so I was like, okay, like I'm gonna stop this. I'm gonna do my Cogna movement session. And as I like to say, once I'm done with the Cogna movement session, if I still want the cookies, I can have them. So I did my cognitive movement session and it was just one session. It probably was 5 to 10 minutes on this feeling that I was having. And afterward, I finished my session and I got in bed and went to sleep. Like it's almost as if I forgot just 10 minutes ago that I was like gonna go, you know, jump through hoops to go get these cookies that I wanted really bad. And so then the next day I woke up and continued on my diet. And from that night forward, it's been 4 months now. From that night forward, I did not have a cheat day. My body, oh, I didn't have a cheat day. I was naturally fasting. I was able to intuitively know when it was time for me, when I really needed to eat, and I did not have that craving again, like at all. And it just took one session. So a couple of things is I had a Disneyland trip planned, and that was 3 months from the day that I started. So I was going to break my diet for that trip because I wanted to try all the things. So that was a planned, you know, cheat day. But for 3 months, I had zero cheat days. I didn't have a desire to. And I lost 15 pounds in 14 days. And then after that, I lost another 20 pounds. So I've lost 35 pounds so far. I had lost 30 pounds by the time it was time to go to Disneyland. And even then, even though I have a major sweet tooth and I really wanted to try all of these things that you get to try at Disneyland and have all of these good things, I never finished one thing. I shared most everything that I had with my husband. Cheesecake Factory, cheesecake is like my favorite food in the world, and I shared it with my husband, and neither we didn't even finish one piece of it. We shared everything that I wanted to try, and I even went to this shake shop that's like my favorite, one of my favorite shake shop places. They put like giant pieces of cake and cupcakes and donuts on top of the shake you're having. I had a few sips of the shake. I had a couple bites of the cake, and I was good. Like, I ate the sweets, but I didn't binge them. And I felt great the entire trip. We did like 30,000 steps a day. I felt great. I didn't feel sick. I didn't overeat. So, it was an amazing thing to realize, like what you eat, like when your body's completely different and when you don't have the triggers. So,
Well, okay, so let's start back at the craving day. And you said, the sensation was so strong. Would you describe it like almost like being driven to do it?
yeah, it was literally like being pulled. Or being, being driven, or I mean, really, like it was like if somebody was pushing me forward and I was like saying, no, I don't want to do it. Like, that's really what it felt like. Like, I was like, when you're about to jump off a really tall rock into the river and you're like, oh. Like, I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. That's really what it felt like.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So, what did you discover about that sensation? What do you think it really was? And or did you find something in the session about it?
Well, I didn't find a so like I didn't find the answer in the session. I think the session really just calmed my nervous system down in a way that I have not done before. And I'd never done a cognitive movement session on this before. Like, I've done kind of, I probably can't say that word. I probably half done the sessions about weight loss and cravings, but it's never been this specific. And so it really calmed my nervous system. And what I realized afterward was that I was so under so much stress that I was trying to feel better for the 5 minutes that I was eating. Like, that's really what my cravings were, was like not boredom, but like unproductiveness, or like I should be doing something right now. Like, every time I felt stress, it would feel better to just like eat something than to like continue doing what I'm doing or push through, or so I was so stressed out. My nervous system was like, I just was looking for something to make me feel better. And so I had to then do other sessions afterward, without having the cravings and the food problem that I had. I then had to start doing my sessions on the stress that I had and start working on the core problem.
Well, it's so interesting. It's almost like what it sounds like to me is that the driver, that stressful driver for the food, was actually masking the underlying issue, which is that you weren't handling the stress in your life well. So the body's like, here, eat this, and you'll feel better for a few minutes. But then the stress rises back up and the cycle starts again. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, definitely. And it also means that I was constantly snacking all the time, trying to find food even when I wasn't hungry. Like, I would eat something sugary or whatever, or Cheez-Its, or I would eat some like a very large amount of something and then be like, okay, I'm hungry again, like 10 minutes later, because I wasn't actually hungry. And the stress came up once I wasn't actively doing something, once I wasn't actively eating. And even though I didn't think I was eating that many calories, like that all adds up. You don't even realize exactly what you're eating because you're just constantly snacking all the time.
Yeah, I think this is the super interesting part, that it really is not conscious. Because I remember you talking about this, like, I'm just not eating that much. Like, I'm not, eating that many calories. And it's so interesting because it's the body trying and trying and trying to calm itself, trying to get that fight or flight under control a bit and going for something that it feels safe about, right? Eating something always feels kind of safe. I mean, there's comfort in it. We know that. That's why we call it comfort food. But it creates hormones and chemicals that sort of calm the system, but it's so short-lived. And in so many ways, it's like drugs. No matter how much you do, you can't get enough to actually solve the problem. So it's
and
so...
It builds on itself. So it's more and more and more because... now your body's used to that much food. So now you need more and more and more to try to make it feel better.
Yeah. Well, so let's tell everybody just very quickly, because we're coming up against the break here, but a Cogno Movement craving session is this. You get to like it as much as you do. In fact, if you have the food in your house, we encourage you to try it throughout the session. And you just love it for all the reasons you love it. So it's not about trying to convince the body not to want it. You're actually letting the body want that thing as much as you do. And then at the end of the session, what's interesting for most people is they either don't like it or they're just not interested in it anymore. Like you could have a bite of it and it would still be like, okay, that tastes fine. And I remember liking it, but the truth is I'm not driven to it anymore. Most people find out that really in reality, they didn't like that thing. Their body didn't like the thing. It was just being driven to it in a way like drugs. One of our practitioners, who's amazing, she did a Cogno craving set around Parmesan cheese because she was eating with a spoon out of the Parmesan cheese bowl, and then there wouldn't be any left. Like for most people, also not Leah, Parmesan is more like a condiment. Not, your major food source. And at the end of that session, this was Coral, by the way, and she shared this publicly. She was like, what am I doing? She still likes Parmesan, but like there's no craving to like dig into a whole tub and eat it with a spoon. It was almost like, oh, like you wake up from it. Mm-hmm. Is that what it kind of felt like for you to kind of like wake up from it?
Yeah, it was like... I would say it's like you're kind of like, oh, like I'm in a different reality now, like because you're not constantly looking for food to eat, like you're actively and intuitively, like I think that was another big thing. Like this was such a big session for me because it was such a strong feeling that I hit a lot, I broke down a lot of the things, the walls, and the blocks. And so it not only made me be like, oh, like, I have like my whole day to like do stuff because I'm not looking for snacks and food, if that makes sense. Like that was one part. Then another part was like, oh, I actually have this thing I need to take care of, like this stress thing. Like I didn't even realize that was, I mean, I knew I was stressed out, but I didn't like connect the things so much. And then on top of that, it's also like, I don't think it was just getting rid of the cravings and how many calories I was eating. I think it also like took away a block in my body that was stopping me from losing weight anyway. And the reason I say that is because I just like intuitively kind of know when I really should eat. Like I intuitively know what food I should be eating.
So let's pick that up after the break because that's super interesting. All right, everybody, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back. We're here with Leah, and we're talking about a weight loss journey. And we ended with how all of a sudden your body intuitively knows how to eat. And I've always thought this was an interesting thing. So bodies, they do know what's good for them and what's not good for them in terms of how much to weigh and how much to eat. And the nervous system, which is obviously a part of the body, can override that, driving you to eat things that just aren't good for you, or even take drugs that kill the body. And in a lot of ways, the food that we eat has as much poison in it too and can kill the body. But there's this driver. So it's almost like the body prioritizes the need to reduce stress for the need to consume something that actually does hurt it. That leads me to think that really stress is definitely the most damaging to the body, that it'll prioritize even having an injury. Like for some people, they do injure their body to get stressed down, right? That's a thing too. That stress, maybe the thing that actually, overheats the system. It's like, a computer that overheats, that stress is the thing that the body needs to get down at any time. So what's this thing for you, this driving feeling was gone, then you just sort of naturally fell into a rhythm of, like you said, fasting some, and what else?
So also going along with that, I just want to clarify because people ask me this question a lot is like, okay, so, but you went on an elimination diet, so of course you lost weight. But I think the thing for me was that I have been on an elimination diet about 100,000 times for 3 days, 3 to 5 days. And I have never been able to stick to it because of this driving craving that I had and because of this stress that I had. And something that's really interesting is that, yes, I went on the elimination diet. I lost the inflammation and now I'm losing the weight more and all of that stuff, and I'm healing my body. But without that session, I would not have been able to stick with the diet, one, but also I think it really, I really, really feel that it kickstarted my healing faster and being able to lose that weight faster. And so something that's really interesting is, I went on this trip, on this Disneyland trip, and then we came home and then we had to go to Reno for something. And so it was like a whole week that I wasn't eating strictly elimination diet. I was eating more normally, but I still was, the interesting part of it was that I was still so intuitively eating that I just, even though like there were things that sounded good, I still was able to eat like pretty well and I wasn't going crazy with food. And now, I have a plan of being doing another 3 months of pretty strict food. But even in the time that I've been a little more lax on my diet, I've still been able to lose the weight and intuitively eat. And my body is still losing weight, even though I'm eating things that aren't necessarily on my diet right at, well, I am now back on it. But so I thought that was really interesting. So it, your question was, what else did it do? Like it did everything. It made me eat intuitively and just know when I was hungry. And it made me fast, fast intuitively. I started fasting really easily and I didn't have my hangry problems. Every once in a while I do, but I didn't have them. Like usually it's like, if I don't eat, like I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna go on a murder spree or something, you know, like.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit because you have had some interesting adventures in dieting. You know, since I'm your mom, I've been around since the beginning. And I remember, you know, 10 or more years ago, you wanting to go on a diet where you were gonna maybe juice for a period of time, do a cleanse. Or you were thin back then, but you still maybe wanted to do a cleanse or maybe do what we call shaking for the week, which is doing fruit shakes with kefir in them. Mm-hmm. And so tell everybody about the juicing episode and what happened after one day.
So it was a detox diet. So what it was soup, and which I love soup, but it was a very restricted like detox thing, and it's supposed to be, I don't even remember how many days, but it was supposed to be a few days or something. So it was literally just like broth and like three pieces of tofu and, you know, whatever. So I'm doing this diet and I have some low blood sugar probs, and I'm doing this diet. I was driving for Uber at the time, and I was driving around, you know, waiting for the next ride, and I started sweating, like really sweating, and starting to feel like kind of shaky. And the shakiness, I'm like, oh, this is low blood sugar for sure. And I had just done like whatever the morning thing was for that detox. So I'm like, oh my God, like I need to get home. Like this is not good. So I drive home, I'm shaking and sweating. And normally a detox does not affect you that that strongly on within the first 6 hours, you know. But here I was sort of detoxing and sweating, and I get home and I start sobbing. I'm like on the floor crying in my apartment by myself. And my dog is like trying to get as close as he can to me and like try to make me feel better. He's like, what is going on? And it probably took 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. I don't know. It seemed like a long time. I don't know exactly how long it was, but it seemed like a long time that I was crying. And all of a sudden I'm like, why am I crying? Like, what's wrong with me? And I get up, make myself some chicken. And within like four bites, I was like back to normal. So
yeah, you know, I mean, it's a funny story, but you know what is so interesting to me? I have a theory about this. What I think is that your body was trying to protect you with food from stress. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a particularly stressful period of time. Mm-hmm. And when you didn't eat, you know, the idea of going on a diet, basically preventing the body from doing its own natural cooling process, you know, having enough food to cool the stress, that it put you into shock. So what you're talking about, sweating and, you know, all of that, getting shaky and pale, you know, that's the body going into shock. Mm-hmm. And it almost needed to force you into remedying that with food. So low blood sugar, that's true. But why does the body go into low blood sugar in a normal body, right? I mean, you don't have diabetes or really necessarily hypoglycemia. So it makes me curious about every other time you went on a diet, if that's what really happened, if your body went into panic mode, like, okay, we cannot handle the stress without this coping mechanism. This is a nervous system thing, not a logical mind thing, obviously, because you had no idea that that's what was actually happening. But when you did your cognocraving session, you actually showed the system that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's the first time you'd done a cognocraving session when you were in that state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you feel like you might be on the verge of a flip out if you don't have a crumble cookie.
Yeah.
And the system got a chance to take a look. And that's what happens with cognitive movement. It allows the system to look, you let it do exactly what it's doing, and do your session, and then the system has the ability to auto-correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, all of the times that I wanted to go on a diet, and I know that a lot of people have this same problem. So you're planning on going on a diet, but you're going to do it tomorrow. So today, you're going to binge eat all of the things you want to eat. And a lot of people say, like the saying is that if you're going to binge eat before, you're not actually serious about going on the diet. But what I really think is that you're telling your body we're going on a diet tomorrow, or like subconsciously, whatever, your nervous system. And it's like, we're about to starve. So we're going to stock up today. Yeah. So I think that's like, we got to stock up, because tomorrow, if we're actually doing this, and of course, you know, it never really happens, but I think that's part of your body being like, oh my God, we have to eat everything because we're going to starve tomorrow. And we're going to starve for the next 21 days. That flip out wasn't the first time that's happened. If you remember, because you've been there, there have been several breakdowns because of not eating. And so for me to be on this really, really pretty strict diet for 3 months and intuitively fasting on top of that and all of that stuff and not have those, it's been real weird, like real different.
Yeah, and that change was almost instant. That's the really interesting thing. If you truly had a problem with low blood sugar, you would not be able to fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That would be, you know, pancreas situation, you know, with insulin and all of that. What I think that was happening really was this major stress response. The nervous system kicking into gear to make sure that it had that cooling system that it needed to reduce the stress. So immediately after your body sort of reset that pattern, it's like, oh, we don't have to actually do that. You've been able to fast without incident, right? You've not had a breakdown like that, a blood sugar breakdown in the past.
Not for not eating. No. There have been a couple of times when I first started that I got maybe a tiny bit irritable, or you could, like, you know, you would see me and be like, have you eaten today? You don't look super great. Like, you look like you're drained. So, but it wasn't this crazy reaction. It was like, oh, okay, it's time to eat. Like, I wasn't having a mental breakdown. I wasn't crying on the floor. It was like, oh, like, it's time to eat. It's been a little too long or whatever. So, and those were days where, like, maybe I forgot to eat, or I, you know, was super busy and was like, oh, I'll eat later. Which that also never, didn't happen before. I was like, I need to go find a snack right this second. And so it really did take up time in the day where I could have been doing something else. Like, now I really hate reading, but I'm reading this book that is teaching me something. And like, normally I'd be like going to make popcorn, and like, I do love popcorn, but normally I would be like, every single night I would be like, I can't sit here and read this, like, I need to go find a snack. And so there's like so much more time in the day, which is a crazy realization too.
Yeah. Well, let's take our next break. And when we come back, we'll clarify a few terms, like, what is an elimination diet? What are you actually doing? Mm-hmm. So let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
So we're here with Leah Seneff, and we've been talking about really a shift for her whole life that happened after a singular Cogno craving set. It's a Cogno movement set that's focused on craving. And it's a little bit different than a regular session or something that you might consider for craving is that you let yourself want that food or that item as much as you do. And in regular Cogno movement fashion, it lets the nervous system see the pattern and autocorrect if that's what needed. It made a huge autocorrection for you, Leah, and then it allowed the body not to go into shock around the idea of being on a diet or eating less food or even modifying the kind of food you eat. So Leah's been talking about doing what's called an elimination diet. And it's something that was prescribed for her by a doctor and is prescribed when wanting to reduce inflammation. And it's based on the idea that the body may be reacting in an allergic way or because of leaky gut syndrome or many, many factors and where the food is creating inflammation. So what's eliminated is foods that create inflammation for most people. So dairy, wheat, you know, nuts in a lot of cases. So an elimination diet does not necessarily mean that you calorie restrict, but it means that you take a lot of the inflammatory foods out of the diet. But so that's what you did, correct? You knew exactly what to do. But along with that, it means you're eating a lot more fruit, a lot more vegetables and meat. That's basically the diet, right?
Yeah, my diet was pretty much meat, fruit, and veggies.
Yeah. And then later on, you can add in some lentils, which I know you've done, and that's okay. So the idea is that after a period of time, you add foods back in to see if your body can now tolerate them. But the idea is to get rid of inflammation. And for you, that 14 pounds in 15 days was a huge amount of inflammation. That was obvious.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about layering on fasting, which means extended periods of not eating. So fasting has become really popular, and a lot of times it's like a 16-hour fast from the last time you eat at night to the first time in the morning. But it can also mean just not eating anything between meals. So if you ate breakfast at 7 and then eat dinner again until 7, that would be considered a fast as well. So it's definitely not starvation. It's modifying the timing. And so you've said that has just happened for you, but pretty naturally, right?
Yeah. So I've tried fasting before and it never really did anything. Like, even though I snacked a lot and ate a lot, like I did do some fasting, but it never really did anything for me. And I also think I probably the amount of calories and all of that, you know, there was a lot of things involved. But after my session, I did start. I mean, it was literally the next day, like, and I was fasting. You know, I'd get up in the morning and work, and I wouldn't eat till noon, and then I would, you know, eat my stuff, and I kind of already like try to eat a little bit earlier dinner so that I'm not, because I would be eating so much during the day and I would eat like this big meal at night and then go straight to bed, which is like the worst thing you could do. And I would feel bloated and, you know, it was like this whole thing. So try to eat a little bit earlier in the day, and then I would, you know, have dinner at 5 or even 6. And then I wouldn't eat till noon again the next day, or even 11, or, you know, but there was a very like large amount of time between dinner and breakfast or lunch, I guess. And it wasn't, I was just naturally doing it. Like, it just wasn't time to eat yet. And I didn't feel like I needed to. And, like I realized that, like, I don't need to eat if I'm not feeling hungry. If I don't feel like I need to eat and I feel full, even if I haven't eaten, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll eat later. Like, it's just not a thing.
Yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of people listening around the world. We're obviously in the United States. And in the United States, we have literally no food rules. Like, our family is from Italy and they have food rules. You know, you eat this at this time, you eat that at that time. They just don't have the reckless eating patterns that we have. And in the US, because you're constantly, for women, told to be on a diet, every 5 minutes, there's a new weird diet pattern. You know, in the US, we used to eat like the Europeans did for breakfast, which is just maybe a roll and some coffee, a small amount. And then there was an ad campaign for people who wanted to sell bacon. And the ad campaign was based around a guy interviewing doctors and asking, would it be good for people to eat protein in the morning? They said yes. So the ad campaign said 9 out of 10 doctors really suggest that you need this big breakfast in the morning. And in the US, breakfast became the most important meal of the day. And now it's in our food religion here. We have to eat these big breakfasts, you know? Really, nobody says just eat when you're hungry and actually truly hungry, because it sounded like you were hungry all day, but your body was forcing you through stress to do that. But now it sounds like you actually know when you're hungry, which is a huge thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. To just know when it's time to eat is great. And there's like 1,000 diets on the planet. But I think what this session did for me was it made me do the things that I needed to do naturally to get to where I want to be and heal my body.
So we use Cogno movement for stress all the time, but it sounds like this revealed in a way what your actual stress was. So have you found it easier to do those sessions and easier to manage stress in general?
Yeah, it's really just made me, it has just kind of revealed to me the things that I need to work on. So with Cogno movement, most of the time you don't have to repeat sessions. It's always something different every time. The things reveal themselves as you go. And so I've just been kind of like knocking things down as they come up. And there's lots of crazy realizations and you know, I'm able to work on the real problems instead of trying to fix it with food.
Yeah, which never fixed it. It just caused more problems.
Yeah.
So having lost, we always say, this is our big joke in our family. If you go on a diet for one day, you're mad because you didn't lose 36 to 50 pounds. So now that you're within that 36 to 50 pounds window, do you feel different? Do you feel good?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot more confident. I'm able to wear things that I feel cute in and not just like be hiding. Like, I definitely have a ways to go with weight loss, but it's only been 4 months, and the amount of weight that I've lost, I feel like is amazing for, you know, what I've been doing. And it makes it possible for everybody else to do that. And I not only feel good from the weight loss, but I feel so much more free. I feel like I have more time on my hands. I feel like I'm more productive. And I feel really good, and it's actually fun to go shopping, which is nice. Like I said, I've got some more weight to lose, but I'm not really stressed about it. So
one thing we know for sure is that stress creates inflammation on its own. It makes the system hot, and then creates its own need to be, you know, cooled down. So, you know, not only do you seem happier and calmer, but, you know, you look amazing. And I think it's not just the pounds. I think it's that whole stress response that isn't happening in your system. So you don't look inflamed. You don't look puffy. And I think you look thinner than the actual pounds that you've lost. You look amazing. And I know you want to do more for yourself, and I think that's wonderful. But I think what seems the most impactful to me is that it seems pretty easy now. It's not a fight. Your body doesn't go into shock.
Yeah. It took one big session. I mean, big meaning it was 5 to 10 minutes, but it took one session. And after that, it was easy. I really didn't have to try that hard to stick to my diet. Like, it wasn't even sticking to my diet. It was like, oh, these are like really good foods that I'm eating, like, you know. So it's been so much easier.
Yeah. All right, you guys, we have come to the end of our time with Leah. Leah, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing your story. If you want to know more about Cogno Cravings, go to Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, Cravings, CRAVINGS.com. And you can find out more about this program. If you want to know more about Cogno Movement, CognoMovement.com is your place. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, Leah says Cogno Movement, CogноMovement.com/fit might be a better place to go. All right, you guys. Thanks so much. Until next week, be safe and be well.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.